Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Join me in welcoming Brother Oluwaseri Lore Osoyinbi.
Praise the Lord. What a set of points. I was hoping that this cup would pass, but when I saw her bringing her Bible, I'm like, well, I bought a bowl. Okay, so we just trust God for a word to this morning. Stasha, yes, that song that she was taking today was really, it really touched something in my spirit. I mean, it really touched something in my spirit. And I just want us to just pray. Just bow down our heads. Father, we give you thanks. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to be alive this morning, because we know that we have a calling. We know that you have something in for us. I want to say thank you in Jesus' name. I pray that as we proceed with this word, I pray that you would bring forth utterance. I pray for that there would be, you would touch hearts in the name of Jesus. We bless you. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Okay, so I'll be talking about the calling. But I'm really trusting God for something more precise, something more, a little bit of prophetic this short period of time. But I really want us to trust God for serious impartation this morning in Jesus' name. I want us to open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 4. Walk worthy, walking worthy of our calling, walking worthy of our vocation. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1. Are we there? Okay. So I'm going to read from the New King James Version. Therefore, prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. There is a calling. There's a walk. There's an expression of a... I've worked in the military when I was doing my IT, and when you see a captain or you see a military officer, is different from a normal other rank officer, because there's an ethic, there's a conduct with which an officer would stand, and when he talks, you know that this guy is different from this other guy, from an other rank. Other ranks are the normal soldiers you see on the road, but an officer, when you see an officer, you know this is an officer, because there's a kind of training they've gone through that will make them behave the way they are. And in this kingdom, there's also a kind of ethic. There's a conduct to which you are supposed to imbibe because of a calling. There's a calling. And I want us to realize that the ultimate calling of a believer is to actually to become like Christ. That is the ultimate calling. There's some people that will say that, what is my calling? I want to go about saving the nations. Like my dad had his own experience when he wanted to leave school 200 level and wanted to go and save the world. Go to see that guy. Let us sit down. Even after you leave, they will still keep on perishing. So when you sit down and study. And now because of what he has learned, it has also given him a level of leverage in order to reach out to other people. So there is a calling. And our calling first, our primary calling is not just to go and save the world. Our primary calling is to be like Christ. Our primary calling is to imbibe the nature of Christ. And it's very practical. It's not something that is far-fetched. And I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2, which says, there is one body, one spirit, and there's one hope of his calling. One hope of your calling. That means to let us know that the calling is not two, the calling is not three, it's just one hope of your calling.
And this is what we are striving for. This is what is conducting the way I do things. I don't know if that's clear enough. And in that said, I would move on to Ephesians chapter 4. It's still in chapter 4, verse 17, which says that, I say therefore, testifying the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles. As the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. There is a walk. But one of the categories is that you have the Gentile and you have a Jew. Bible says, are we not all Jews spiritually? I'm a Jew spiritually. But there's also those who are, let's use the word, them is like Reverend K, the word Gentilic. You know, one of the attributes of a Gentile is that they are alienated from the life of God. I don't know if I'm making any sense. They are alienated from the life, but that is the difference between you and a Gentile. Bible says, seek for the kingdom of God, that even the Gentiles seek after these things. So one of the things a Gentile does is that there's something about the futility of their mind. So while I was in university, I had a friend who was also a pastor child, and there was also a particular guy, his name is CJ. That guy was a terror in Abiola Hostel. If governors can know CJ. CJ was a person that when he's moved, like, you know that this guy, you see that he's a drunkard, he's a party guy, he's everything that you can talk about. You know, and that guy had so much influence. And this is my guy, my friend in the hostel, grew up together from, like, you know, almost the same time. Before you know, this guy began to get influenced by this CJ guy. Before you know, the guy started drinking. If you preach to him, he will be your Pastor Kingsley. Kingsley will keep on preaching to him. He will get to a point that the guy who carried Don Simon will trigger and disturb you because you are preaching to him. The guy just dislike anything that is called Christ. But what is the thing about the Gentile? Is that there's a level you get to whereby you give up every restraint in your heart. That I don't know, even as a believer, I don't know if you've had that experience whereby you know this thing is wrong, but you won't do it. I just want to do this thing. Let me see where it will go into. And somewhere there's that restraint that is removed. And further on, you keep on doing it. That's what an unbeliever does. They want to, let us see what will happen at the end. I want to try and explore this thing. That's something about a Gentile. Bible talks about the futility of their mind. And you cannot, your life or your conduct cannot be equated to a Gentile. But if you are doing that, then you are going to be diminishing your own state, your own conduct. Imagine a soldier, an officer trying to behave like another rank. It doesn't make sense. So that's why the discipline of a soldier is is different from a normal other rank soldier. So in that state, one of the characters of a Gentile is that they have their understanding darkened. You can't, if you are going to bring about, we are still talking about the vocation, okay? A Gentile has his mind darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts. That is something about the Gentile. His mind is darkened. So when you're going for evangelism, you are thinking that, or you want to change somebody's conduct. It's not about changing somebody's conduct. It's the first of all, the thing that you have to do first is changing the mindset. Changing the darkness, bringing about light. Bible says you are the light of the world. But when you have an unbeliever with you, he's using his own darkness or the darkness of his mind. That's his nature. So what he would do perpetually is darkness. And you as one who is of the light should be able to bring about a change in mindset. That's one of the things that Paul did when Paul got to Antioch and began to teach the disciples. And Bible says, and the word of God spread in that vicinity. And what was the thing that Satan was using? The darkness of the mind. So if you're going to bring about, you want to dislodge a principality in your location, go for the mind. Let bring about light, change people's thoughts. That is what brings about change in conduct. That's what brings about the difference between a Gentile and a Jew. Okay? Bible says, who being past feeling, having given themselves over to lewdness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. There's that expression whereby you give yourself up to all form of uncleanness and greediness. And one of the things that Paul told Timothy that you should be careful, you know, about that he that desired to be rich in this world, he said that they suffer many temptations. That thing will stiffen your relationship with God. You feel, you know, it doesn't matter. And a Gentile, like, well, everybody's doing it, why can't I do it? But I can just have some fun. You know, I remember when we were in Abiola Hostel, by 9 p.m., 10 p.m., I'm talking to students. I believe most of us are all students, so I want us just for us to connect. I remember in Abiola Hostel, you see some guys and one girl, go just there for one corner there. They go just, and you yourself, go just a few, but why can't I do something like that too? But everybody's doing it. But the difference is that they have been alienated from the life of God. And they've given themselves unto all lasciviousness and unto walk all uncleanness with greediness. So this is the nature of a Gentile. And you cannot compare yourself to them. It's not going to work. Otherwise, we will not say, some people just say that I'm a believer. Yes, you are a believer. But a Gentile has the characteristics. And also a believer should have their own characteristics that they can see you and this is a child of God. And this one is a Gentile. Even a Gentile will not say, you are a child of God. Because of the nature that you are exuding. Okay? Now, we'll be going to a very interesting part. Verse 20 says that, but you have not so learned Christ. There is a learning of Christ. Now the word Christ shouldn't look ambiguous. Christ, we're going to become like Christ. You know, this can be, but there is something about Christ that we should be able, that we should take from. Bible says that Jesus Christ said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. This is an expression of Christ. So when I want to become like Christ, these are the things that you should become like. And if indeed you have heard of him and you have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. You can't find truth elsewhere outside Christ. You can't find truth elsewhere outside from the confines of Jesus. Some people will go about looking out for other book of Enoch, looking for a book of, we've done all this, a book of, there's more to the Bible of 66, whatever. There's the book of Jasper. There's different kind of books. But you should not go about looking for fables, looking out for other things that is not. The Bible says that the truth is in Jesus. And you should stay in that confines of Jesus. That is where you will find help. That is where you will find hope. Okay? So, verse 22 now says, put off concerning the former conversation the old man. Put off. Now the word put off, is it, I believe that sounds like an action word, right? So is Jesus Christ the one that would put it off? Hello? Jesus Christ, will he be the one to put it off? No. It says put off concerning the former conversation the old man. That former conversation is the old man. And the old man is what we have imbibed even before we got born again. The old man has always been there. And when you get born again, the old man will not leave. I hope I'm not spoiling somebody's theology. It's talking to those who are, it's talking to the believers, right? It says, put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt, according to the deceitful laws. Any other translation, please? Then there's something I want to. I like the New King James Version, which says that concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt. So the old man can even keep growing, even when you are born again. The which keeps growing according to the deceitful lust. It is deceitful. Sometimes you feel like I'm enjoying me, I just want to enjoy now. These people are restricting me from enjoying myself. But Paul says it is deceitful. Call it deceitful lust. So that lust is you enjoy it. It's a temporary pleasure that you get now, but it's deceitful. The word. Let me do like my pastor in Lagos. You know where you take, where we go Greek. You know. Hallelujah. So that's part of the things you get. You know, it also has to do with when something is deceivableness. When something has it appears to be true, but it's a lie. When you deceive something, it's just like giving someone an $100 bill or 100 naira, you think it's real, but actually it's fake. So it has a color of originality, but it is fake. It is not original. So that's why deceitful lust. And Paul says that it grows. So the more we obey that old man, the more it keeps on growing. The more I'm enjoying that deceitful lust, the old man is gaining strength. There's a place in the scriptures that says that can you when you want to go to a strong man house, you first of all bind the strong man. You see that in the New Testament now. But we've taken that for that deliverance aspect. Yes, it is true. When you go into new territories, you bind that strong man, that prince. But yet, the old man, that strong man, still there inside you. It is not just out there. It is first inside you. And how do we bind first the old man? We do not allow that old man to grow. It must not grow. You must not give in. You must not yield your members to that deceitful lust. Okay? Now, Bible now says that, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind has a spirit. In the spirit of your mind, be renewed in the spirit. That is how, those are the ways you can bring about, bringing, like, binding the strong man by renewing your mind. The spirit of your mind. And put on the new man. Who is to put on the new man? I believe Christ that come help you to put on the new man. It's what we will do. I say put on the new man, which is created according to God. True. It's created in righteousness and in true holiness. I would say that without holiness, no man shall what? That is it. No man shall see God. And that is the first state. That's the art posture we must maintain. You want to see God? Put on the new man. Do you want to have more of God? Put on the new man. In that sense, you will see God. You want to see God? Put on the new man. Next verse, please. I only have a very short time. Wherefore, put away the what? Put away what? I thought lying should be far away for us now. But it says, put away lying. How many of us see the lie? Because nobody can raise up their hand. Nobody can raise up their hand now. Say lie. No. Eh? Okay, they see why it's lying. Okay, let us give us a typical example. Lori, where you dey now? I didn't leave my house, man. I don't come out. I don't dey road. But where you dey? You dey your house. Who has that expression? Who dey get up? All of us are not lying now. But this is the reality. You want to be like God. Say, put away what? Lying. I'm giving you money. I'll go give you the next 10 days. 12 days happen.
Don't be you go call that person. No, the person I borrowed you money will not be calling you. Boss, I come, I will give you. And you know, that is lying. If you are going to be true with your word, I'm sorry, I cannot meet up. Please give me some time. We should be honest. That is part of the conduct that guides our, that would lead us into our calling. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Put away lying, speaking every man truth. Speak every man truth with his what? Is it only believers? Is it only believers? Now, some of us, when we enter into the marketplace, you'll be faced with that kind of thing. Okay, let me give you one thing where they happen for work. Sometimes you'll be faced with a situation as simple as this is. You're supposed to return by 8 o'clock. You have a normal register. Now in some companies they've made it more digitalized. Some you have to write. So because you come by 8 o'clock, some people come late. You come maybe at 9 o'clock. You now put 7:30. These are things you will face. Make you not lie. 7:30 you go put down. But you came when 9 o'clock. Some people will now tell you that okay, I'm coming 8 o'clock. And or perhaps I come 9 o'clock and I put 9 o'clock. Now those other people that came 10 o'clock want to put 7:30. They will not come to you and okay, why you go put 9 o'clock now? Because if you put 9 o'clock, you can't put 7:30 again. So you get so they will be that kind of strive, like guy now. And before you know it, you'll be like, because of the pressure, you're taking that pressure and you begin to change some kind of numbers. These are the realities we face. These are the things you face when you go out there. When you are in school, they sweet, you speak in tongues, rev day. You will come to the real marketplace, you go now know say it's a different ball game. All the things that you have known will put to test. I worked with Eco Electricity. There was a time when I first came into that company, I was more like a marketer. You know, whereby you go distribute bills and the likes. And when you want to cut their people's lights, there are people with you who what they do is that when I'm collecting, when you don't pay on time, you're supposed to be given a charge that okay, we'll disconnect you, did not pay, you're going to pay a charge in the office. But some people, because people you are working with, will use the opportunity to make more money. And they will tell you that I did not pay 5,000 naira. They will have people now be begging you, enjoy, give us our lights now, okay. I'll give you 3,000. Yeah, pay. You know, and you pay. Now, when you get to the office, you will not tell them that I disconnected this person now. So on after the all this thing, everybody will now come together, will now start sharing the money. Say, yeah, you take 2,000. Because your guy, take this. After you are done again, you're not going to give your own Oga the one on top. If you don't give Oga on top, the university that is doing technical person, they will take you away for another person that will cooperate. Yes. That is this kind of experience. And it got to a point in time and out. And it's not very bad. It was very bad. It got to a point that now you, I hope I'm not taking time. But let me know how many minutes I have because I never even finished the thing I want to, but I'll quickly round up. And it gets to a point whereby they don't even give you money for transport. They don't give you, so you have to be using your own money, your own salary to do a lot of things. And yet you have an opportunity to make some cash that would augment for all those things where you have been spending on, right? And if you're not cooperating, they will even leave behind you and not be doing it. And you're like, God. Sometimes you'll be like, God, this is not what I was taught. And you have to now start learning how to, you have to now close your eyes to the opportunities at the own detriment of your own salary that is dwindling. And in Lagos, you know how things are expensive. So these are the realities we face. And I will tell you that, see, all of it will still be here and I will leave because your ways are not right. And in no time, I was promoted. And these people that are still there now because of they have given themselves to the futility of their mind to all form of what? Greediness.
greediness is part of the things that a Gentile experiences. Okay, so putting a red line, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one body, of one another. Next verse. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. We can get angry. Sometimes we get angry with ourselves. But like, was it not last week that we spoke about reviewing your day activities? I missed it here, Lord. I'm sorry. Do not let that anger to get to that point whereby it moves on to the next day. It moves us to the third day, and yet we are still angry because somebody did one bad thing to me, or somebody offended me. So what if they now blow trumpet? Go. Nothing will happen. You now tell God, this guy did something bad to me. I cannot forgive him. No, that is not the way a child of God will behave. Because there is a conduct of our calling. Next verse, please. Neither give place to the devil. So when you begin to obey the laws of the flesh, you are actually giving place to the devil in your life. That is it. So we must obey the conduct of the spirit in order not to give place for the devil. Next verse. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands, which is good, that he may give to them that need it. Next verse, please. Let no corrupt communication. This is what you get amongst students. Let no what? Corrupt communication proceed from where? From your mouth. Now some of the languages we speak. Okay, let me just give you fuck you, man. It looks normal, but why? But these are actually what the Gentile has actually made as the norm. But yet we go about speaking corrupt communication. And communication might not even be those single words. It can even be our conversation. You are making a conversation that you know that is not godly. Sometimes you see people, they are doing boyfriend and girlfriend, and they are talking obscene things, sexual things amongst themselves. And you don't even, many believers, they do that. They cannot lie. They do it. It's not just Gentiles. Believers do it. They have somebody that they will be calling every night. By 10 p.m., they don't do one corner. They will begin to discuss. And they will begin to, you are enjoying yourself. What was that? Deceitful lust. It's only for you. You will enjoy yourself. I did not have sex with the guy, you. But what? Corrupt communication is coming out from your mouth. But that which is good, let it be for that, for edification. So you ask yourself a question. Like my uncle used to say, when I'm talking to my uncle in Port Harcourt, when we are talking and I'm like stammering, be like, engage your brain before you talk. Like, engage your brain, guy. So before you talk, say, before you want to say, if I don't think I go say, because ego yab me. So before he yabs me, make I quickly order my step. So the question is that before I speak, think of edification. Will this conversation edify my fellow brother? Will it bring about help to the person? These are the ways you can bring about your good conduct. This is not moral. This is not being morally sound, though. Because to be morally, if it's by being moral, you can't even fulfill this in your own strength. Said that it may minister what? Grace. It may minister grace unto your what? Your ears. Next verse. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. There's a place in the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 3, if I can remember. Yeah, Hebrews 3, verse 11. Let's quickly check it. I swore in my wrath that they shall not what? Enter into my rest because of what? Next verse. Take it, brother, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of what? Unbelief. Unbelief is also part of the things that can grieve the Holy Spirit. We must come to that point whereby we despite our limitations, despite our the trials and we go through, we must come to that point where by saying, Lord, I still believe you. Because when you begin to create an heart of unbelief, Bible says that you are, you know, you are departing from the living God. You are grieving the Holy Spirit. Mother, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. What God came, Holy Spirit came to that point where I swore in my wrath that these people don't enter into my rest. Because there was that state of unbelief. And whereby you have been sealed unto the day of redemption. Next verse. Next verse. Let all what? Bitterness. The word bitterness, it has to do with poison. Bitterness is actually poisonous. That's the other interpretation of it. Poison. So when you begin to, you know, let not what your anger move to the next day, Abi. But when anger begins to move to the next day, what are you doing? You are creating bitterness. And that's actually poisonous for you. So you want to, just like when you want to kill a rat or something, you give him poison and make it up, then it dies. So what are the things you're doing is that you are pouring poison into that atmosphere. You know that Bible says that you are the temple of God. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger. This guy said anger. You can remember that this thing, anger. What do you mean anger? Okay, so let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, evil speaking. These are the things we do every day. Be evil speaking evil of your neighbor. These are the things we keep on repenting of. I don't know if you understand. These are the things we keep on because, Pastor did something very evil to me. You begin to sow discord to your neighbor. Remember that scripture that says that what? It says, do not let any evil communication come forth from your mouth. Let it bring what? Grace. But you go about sowing a seed of discord. Because it's not bringing grace to your hearer. Meanwhile, it's bringing bitterness. Bringing vexation. Say, let all these things be put away with all malice. Now, people say malice is that you do something bad to me, I don't talk to you. But malice is more than that. Malice is actually doing something intentional to the person and then I will do my own back. That is what malice is. Do you understand? So we must put away all these things. Next verse. Be ye kind to one another. Be tender hearted. Forgive one another. Forgiveness is one key thing that you will keep on learning till you leave this world. People divorce because of they lack forgiveness. Forgiveness is an essential tool in your lifestyle, in your life. And you must see, you get to work. People will offend you. How then do you go about that? Then do you not work with them? You must learn, you must put on forgiveness. Even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Next verse. Okay, that's all. Next verse, let's just finish that part. Let me just finish that part. Which says that, be ye therefore followers of God. And that translation says, be imitators of God. How do we imitate God? By the previous verse. When you say, I want to become like Christ, imitate him. This is the truth that is in Christ Jesus. And you must imitate it. And I wrote something here, and I'm going to be rounding up now. I wrote something and I said, who is you put off the old man, and I said the word, you can do it. Bible says, I've given grace to all men. Grace has been provided to all men. And while Pastor Felix was ministry. I had the word, someone there fighting with masturbation. And God is saying, I'm here to deliver you. I'm here to bring liberty to you. And the Lord is saying that you can actually get out from it. And it's not just that masturbation. There are people who are struggling with all form of bad habits. Habits that you look into it and you feel so bad about, you feel ashamed of. And right now, I said the Lord is actually breaking that yoke right now in Jesus' name. I see the Lord breaking yokes right now in Jesus' name. I want us to begin to pray right now and begin to trust God for help. That the Lord would help us to be imitators of God. That we will imitate God fully. Fully we will be as dear children of God. We will imitate God. The men will see us and they will say, these are sons of God. They will see us and they will give glory to God because these ones have shown the true exemplification of Christ. We shall be true examples of Christ in our generation. Men will see us and they will say, thank you for obeying God. Men will see you and they will say, thank you for obeying God in your time and in your generation. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because there is liberty in this house. Men will be free, will be delivered from bad habits. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. For in Jesus' name, we'll give you thanks.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.